Few of us get enough sleep here at Morning Edition so we can put on this show. NPR's poet-in-residence Kwame Alexander makes naps a part of his routine. He's back with our colleague, Rachel Martin.
Kwame Alexander, it's been a minute or two since we last talked. How's it going?
It's great. It has definitely been a minute. A lot of new developments, some pretty big changes, Rachel.
Yes, some changes. I made one. I am not officially hosting the show anymore. I'm not getting up early to do that, but I'm still popping in from time to time, like when you and I get to talk about poetry.
So tell me, how are you adjusting to not having to get up at 2:59 a.m. every morning?
I will say, literally every minute counts at those hours. So there is a big difference, like 2:59, 3:03. Yeah, every second. It's good. I'm not going to lie. Sleeping more, it's a really, really good thing. But in my previous life, like when I was hosting Morning Edition, I for sure had to take a nap every single day. But now I sleep like a normal human at night, so I have released the nap for the time being.
I've been napping for years.
Have you really?
Yes.
I mean, I do. I really do believe that, especially if you take like a quick, deep one, it can really restore you in a very fast, efficient way.
Folks out there, you got to join the nap revolution. Wake up. Okay, now I'm mixing metaphors and everything.
Yeah, you are. I thought you were supposed to go to sleep.
How about I read a poem?
Okay, that's good. That's a good default position. You got a poem about napping?
Well, not exactly, but maybe I should write one since I do it so much. But I found this poem that's kind of about sleeping and love and some other stuff, but I'm only going to read an excerpt. It's by Margaret Atwood, author of The Handmaid's Tale. I would like to watch you sleeping, which may not happen. I would like to watch you sleeping. I would like to sleep with you, to enter your sleep as its smooth, dark wave slides over my head and walk with you through that lucent, wavering forest of blue-green leaves with its watery sun and three moons towards the cave where you must descend towards your worst fear. I would like to give you the silver branch, the small white flower, the one word that will protect you from the grief at the center of your dream. Wow.
That took a turn. That went to a place I did not think we were going. That's deep, man.
That was an excerpt, but here's the last line of the poem, which I find fascinating and exhilarating. I would like to be the air that inhabits you for a moment only. I would like to be that unnoticed and that necessary.
Wow.
I would like to write like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're pretty good at the writing thing, but that is a beautiful, beautiful line. And some good inspiration, because we are going to ask our listeners to write their own poems about rest, all things napping, relaxation, rejuvenation, dreams. We want to hear all of it. So you can submit your poem to us at npr.org/napping. Then Kwame's going to do his thing. He'll take selected lines and create a community crowdsourced poem from your submissions.
Your prompt this time is that your poem must start with or incorporate the phrase, I would like to. That's it.
I would like to. So, like, I would like to take a siesta every day if I could, for example.
Yeah, and that's pretty much me every day now, Rachel.
I endorse that. Kwame Alexander, the Nap King, he's the producer of the crossover TV series, which debuts on Disney Plus next month. Kwame, thanks so much.
Cheers.